1 degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The former metal scrapyard site that has blighted the East Bank area for decades has been cleared for redevelopment. Nashville's Metro Council gave their final go-ahead last night. It's yet another step forward in the city's massive redevelopment of the neighborhood across the river from downtown. Councilmember Jacob Koopin, who represents the area, says the vote was a big deal.
As a Nashvillian, as someone who loves this city, to see, you know, months and months and years and generations of work coming together to see council members with differing viewpoints and differing amendments kind of landing on similar pages and working together to make this a project that's not just for one district, but for the whole city.
However, the scrapyard rezoning was debated, and there were many amendments. These set restrictions for how the area can be developed, like banning any further stadiums, limiting hotels, establishing parking requirements, and calling for a transportation analysis, among other things. The council also approved zoning bills related to Oracle's planned corporate headquarters, also along the East Bank, and last week, TPAC revealed designs of its new facility, which is expected to open in the neighborhood in 2030. Before the October explosion at Accurate Energetic Systems that killed 16 people, the explosives manufacturer hadn't had a safety inspection since 2019. The Tennessean reports that's not unusual in this state. Workplace safety inspections are triggered by imminent danger, fatalities, worker complaints, or referrals. So, unless something goes wrong, regulators are not likely to take a look. The agency has since found more than 100 violations on site and fined the company $3 million. The pleasant weather is supposed to continue through Thursday, according to the National Weather Service, but then there's a high chance for rain and storms Friday and Saturday. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.